Well, thank you, astute listeners, as always, for getting in touch with our show. The number is 888-922-7234. Oh, just some musings from some of our listeners, including Grant.
Yes. Well, we asked the question the other day about things that you scared you as a kid that you might still be afraid of today.
Yeah.
He had a very interesting take. You can go on our Facebook and see that.
There's that.
Darcy said Jaws. She said she still to this day will not swim in a dark pool at night.
Right.
Nell Ann said Birds the movie scared me, so I now hide when I see a flock of birds.
Right. Wayne texted in the movie Jaws. He saw it at a drive-in as a child. Parents took him to Florida the next week.
Oh, no!
He was standing in the ocean knee-deep, knowing that sharks were just waiting somewhere just off the reef. It did a number for all of us that lived in Florida at the time.
My sister wouldn't take a bath for a while. I mean, I think, 12 or 13 when it came out.
Now that we're talking about it, there was something horrific. There was this big public pool in South Florida in Coral Gables called the Venetian Pool.
Okay.
And it was, waterfalls. It was glorious. But in the kiddie section, they painted on the bottom of the pool.
Oh, no. A shark?
A black shark.
Oh, no.
And they told kids, look, the shark's going to get you if you swim past it.
No.
We all grew up terrified before the movie Jaws of sharks. This was before, because you saw that black thing under the water. You're like, I don't want to get near it. It's going to eat. So
that's terrible. That's child abuse. That's terrible.
Exactly correct. All right. But thanks, everybody, for getting in touch. The number is 888-922-7234 and also social media at Ashley Brad Radio. Here's news.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
Well, believe it or not, a new survey found that 43% of Americans don't know what a 401k is. Now, I know a lot of companies don't offer them,
right?
But I would have thought most people knew what they were, even if you don't have access to one. The survey also found 50% of respondents say, I'm in this category, feel nervous when they open their banking account, when they open their banking app to check their balance.
Oh, are you kidding?
I kind of do it in between two fingers. Like,
of course we do. Like, I hope something's there.
80% say they've got a monthly budget, but only 60% of us stick to it. And 81% of respondents would be willing to take, quote, an adulting crash course or the opportunity to learn some relevant skills. We're actually going to talk about that in a little bit.
All right.
So Starbucks has unveiled the new spicy lemonade refreshers in three flavors. Spicy dragon fruit, spicy pineapple, and spicy strawberry, along with a new spicy cream cold foam made with a Starbucks chili powder blend. Well, a new feature-length documentary about singer Celine Dion is coming to Prime Video. The film explores her past and her present, and they're also going to be sharing the details about her stiff person syndrome, a very rare neurological disorder that she's been battling for several years now. It's called I Am Celine Dion, and it premieres June 25th. And that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
Welcome in, everybody. Look at this. It's already the 18th day of April for 2024. 4/18/24. It is day 109 of the year. There are 257 days left in this leap year. Who has birthdays? There's a lot of them today. I don't know what it is about this, but let's see. Backwards math. 9.5 months. Okay. Haley Mills is at the very top from The Parent Trap, the original one. Not the remake, but the original. She's 78 years old now.
Okay.
The mom from Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Cindy Pickett, is now 77 years old.
That's such a good movie.
Yeah. James Woods, the actor, is 77. Rick Moranis from, oh my gosh.
SCTV, right?
SCTV, Ghostbusters, Spaceballs, everything.
Spaceballs. 70,
I know, 71 years old. Eric Roberts, brother of Julia, 68. Mm-hmm. Jane Leaves, Hot in Cleveland, and Frasier, 63. Ventriloquist Jeff Dunham is 62 now. See what happens? You could,
see?
If you stuck to it,
can make a career out of it.
I could have had a career in Las Vegas.
Instead, look what you're doing.
Instead, I'm on the radio. Conan O'Brien is 61 years old off of his triumphant appearance on Hot Ones.
I didn't see that episode.
It's all over the internet right now his responses. Eric McCormick, 61. Maria Bellows, 57. David Tennant, 53. Melissa Joan Hart, Sabrina, is 48. I'm sure that you knew this, but I'll let you tell me.
Uh-huh.
Which of the Kardashians is celebrating a birthday today? I'm sure you know.
I'm going to say the one whose first name starts with a K.
You're right. How did you know?
It's a good guess.
Wow.
Educated guess.
You're prescient. It's Courtney's birthday today.
Okay. great.
And America Ferrera is 40 years old. It happened on this day in history in 1775. Two lanterns were hung in Boston as Paul Revere, William Dawes, and Samuel Prescott rode to warn impending arrests of Samuel Adams and John Hancock. Mm. Yeah, something big was brewing. In 1923, Yankee Stadium opened up, the house that Ruth built. In 1991, Charlie Kovacs of Seymour, Victoria, Australia, set the world camper speed record by the world camper speed record by towing his roadster camper at 126 miles an hour.
Wow.
Yeah. On this date, in 1999, fittingly, appropriately, mm-hmm. Wayne Gretzky's number 99 was retired league-wide in the NHL.
That's awesome.
The great one. In 2012, we lost Dick Clark on this date. Mm. And it was last year on this date that many travelers remember Southwest grounded 800 planes, causing thousands of delays.
Yeah. Wasn't that like a computer glitch or an it was an update issue, right?
Yeah, and you've got similar news about something this week that's happening.
Yeah, there was an issue with Alaska Airlines. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Special events for today: Adult Autism Awareness Day, Get to Know Your Customers Day, High Five Day. You'll love this one, as if you don't already. Mm-hmm. Transfer money into your daughter's account day.
Is that just today or is that every day? Celebrating every day.
I'm sure you have been. Animal Crackers Day, Lineman Appreciation Day. I love the song, by the way, too.
Wichita Lineman.
The Jimmy Webb. It's so good.
One of the best songs ever.
Yeah. Velociraptor Awareness Day. Are we not aware that they have been around? Okay. Newspaper Columnist Day, Pet Owners Independence Day, and Pinata Day is today. You have a birthday and a special event. Tell us when yours is, and we will celebrate yours. Dial this number, 888-922-7234.
Ashley and Brad.
Well, it's Ashley and Brad on the radio that we have discussed this, I think, several times before. But when we were going to school, I could make a whole diatribe here about just the method in which modern teaching is done with the lecture style of 28 kids. They're all supposed to learn the same materials the same way.
That's how we all learned.
Take notes and just rote memorization. Anyway. But there are other subjects that should be taught.
Right.
That were not.
Financial literacy was not taught in my school.
I mean, you brought news about most people don't know what a 401k is.
Right.
And let alone offered it through their employer. But
yeah, exactly. But 81% of us said we would be willing to take some kind of an adulting crash course. So, like, if you could go back, car maintenance was on the list.
Yeah.
You know, there are certain things like that. Number one, of course, is about managing their finances.
Okay.
And I'm like, you know what?
Budgets and all that kind of stuff.
I kind of would like to. I mean, I wouldn't mind an adulting crash course in that kind of stuff.
What is it that you would like more sharpened, honed skills on?
Investing.
Okay.
So there's some things I'm not sure. Things I think I want to do, but I don't know. So, right. I mean, I would like to definitely do that. I know basic stuff.
Yeah.
But maybe some reinforcement, maybe. And there's new ways to do things.
Yeah.
So there's nothing you would go back and take an adulting crash course on? A refresher?
I learned a lot of things in the fraternity, I must tell you.
That was your crash course?
I observed and learned a lot. A lot of things of what not to do, but, you know, other things along the way. But I think I do remember... there was a check balancing week, I think, in one of my classes in high school that, again...
But who does that now?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Quaint notion, once upon a time, you had to justify all of your purchases through your checking account.
I never balanced
in
one.
An actual ledger.
Yeah, I don't know how. Yeah, that's
and
a
I used to do that
thing.
To the penny.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was off... Oh, I'd go back and search for it and try and find the mistake. Oh,
nah.
Yeah.
Nah, never did it.
Used to be. But
would you want to do car maintenance or like
maybe,
something?
How about career options? If I could go back and learn again. I don't know.
How about you guys? What would your adulting crash course be in? 888-922-7234.
Ashley and Brad.
Expanding your vocabulary each and every day here on the Ashley and Brad Show. This is today's entry, which is an adjective It is from Greek early 17th century. It's very similar to a few words we've had before, but completely different.
Okay. Similar, but completely different.
It is, and we'll get into that. Okay. But today's word is diaphanous. Diaphanous.
Diaphanous.
Yeah. How would you spell diaphanous before we discuss its meaning?
Probably not very well.
Okay.
D-I-A. Mm-hmm. Is it a P-H or an F?
I would love to know.
Did you say Latin in origin?
Greek, yes.
Greek, okay. D-I-A-P-H-E-N-U-S.
Is? Couple of letters. D-I-P-H-A-N-O-U-S.
Oh.
Diaphanous.
Diaphanous.
Which means just light, delicate, and translucent, especially fabric.
Oh, I was going to say like my nail color?
Perhaps, yes. She looked like a goddess as the sun shone through her diaphanous wedding gown.
Oh.
I want to get rid of these light-blocking curtains and replace them with something more diaphanous and airy. Greek word means just to show through. Now, the words that were similar before, there was adiaphorous, which means neither harmful nor beneficial.
Is that just an A in front of it? basically.
Diaphorous. This is diaphanous. And then just a few days ago, diaphoresis was perspiration. So,
well, that's how do you get that from that?
I don't know. But if your diaphoresis is showing through your diaphanous blouse, then you got
time
issues.
Time to go to the cleaners.
You got problems.
Ashley and Brad.
Astute listeners, like we always say to the Ashley and Brad Show, they are chiming in great numbers with the text line 888-922-7234. We've already mentioned Grant once, but he did also text in to say, I must say, I find it somewhat concerning that Ashley becomes so excited at merely the mention of ice cream. There seems to be some unusual psychopathy at play here.
Oh, there's a lot of unusual psychopathy.
Oh, Grant, if you only knew. Do you have
Pull
a minute?
Up a seat.
Yeah, because if I got stories to tell.
Who doesn't love ice cream, though? Come on.
But the mention of it puts you into some otherworldly
Me?
State.
Well, and David Lee Roth and Eddie Murphy. Come on.
Oh, you're talking about the ice cream mashup.
Yes.
That sounds like this.
The ice cream man is coming! The ice cream man is coming!
Up. You'll hear a lot
Not
more of that.
Not just me.
This summertime.
Yes, you will.
But anyway, thanks, Grant. Just one of the listeners getting in touch at 888-922-7234 with some news.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
Well, according to a new survey, 65% of educators think artificial intelligence can save them quite a bit of time on mundane tasks in the classroom and also help them create more personalized materials for students. But there's a little bit of a battle going on because students figured out that they can use AI to do that schoolwork. That resulted in a lot of schools banning the technology completely. So now it's up to school officials and regulators to decide, does AI do more harm than good? Is a little bit allowed? A lot? You know, how do you open that box?
Hey, Geneva?
Yes?
You're our digital AI assistant.
You are correct.
Do you think that using AI in the classroom is a good idea?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I
thought you'd say that.
There could be some benefits, though.
But, Geneva,
yes?
What do you think of students using AI to help them on their tests?
Shocking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Very shocking.
But there's got to be, I don't know. That should be maybe allowed for the teachers, though, yes?
Why, though? It's
there may
the
be,
genie out of the is out of the bottle.
In that respect,
we can agree
yes.
on that.
But there, like you say all the time, students learn at different things. So what if you've got a variety of students in your class and learn differently and you need to go to help certain students, right?
I got news. It ain't just students that are plagiarizing and using other sources.
That's true,
for
too.
their doctorates and such.
So sock company Bombas is launching its first shoe outside of slippers. It's called the Friday Slide. They are made from a water-resistant, lightweight plastic. It's soft and flexible, so you can wear them at the beach or the pool without having to worry about getting them wet. And Bombas is a company that donates a pair of socks to homeless shelters for each pair of socks purchased, so they're going to extend it to this slide. So every slide that are purchased, they're going to keep donating some socks. So after four decades, the Beatles' iconic documentary, Let It Be, will make a comeback on Disney+. The film, which has been out of circulation for years, has been meticulously restored by Peter Jackson's team.
Yeah.
Originally released in 1970, the Disney Plus documentary re-premiere will be on May 8th.
Interesting.
And that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
Time to make a virtual run to your nearby quick casual restaurant, Ashley.
Okay.
Don't get too excited. We're not actually heading there. We're just going to quiz you on some slogans for some of these quick casual type restaurants that are perhaps in the neighborhood. Some of these more well known than others, and I'll have you tell me what the restaurant is.
Okay.
This, pretty straightforward. I think you might be able to get this one. We didn't invent the chicken, just the chicken sandwich. What restaurant is that?
Who invented the Chick-fil-A? Yeah,
is absolutely correct. Okay. Yes.
I didn't know that was their slogan. I thought it was eat more chicken.
Well, that for the billboard.
That's
with
the
cows drawing. There's that. But
yeah.
How about this should be pretty easy.
Okay.
Live Mas.
That's Taco Bell. You said quick casual. You're talking fast food.
Well, some of these are both.
Okay.
Some are both. America runs on
Dunkin'.
Yeah.
Me too, by the way.
Sure. This is more of your quick casual.
Yeah.
Seafood differently. Seafood.
Is it like a seafood?
It's a pun on words.
Is it Red Lobster?
It is Red Lobster,
there you
of
go.
Course. When you're here, your family. Where is this? What restaurant has
my
this
Thanksgiving
slogan?
Table?
No.
Yeah, that sounds super familiar.
When you're here, your family.
That sounds really familiar.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Because if you go, you're almost always going for the breadsticks and the salad.
Oh, Olive Garden.
Yes,
which is usually right next to a Red Lobster because they're the same
company.
Yeah.
Food with integrity. I did not know this was their slogan. Food with integrity.
So something healthy.
Yeah. I mean, healthier.
Mm-hmm. Healthier?
Yeah, sure.
And it's a quick casual sit down or it's a drive through?
I've not seen a drive through, but it's... You know, quick casual, you sit there and you order. You go up and order it. They make it in front of you and then you go sit down.
Chipotle?
Yes, exactly correct. No one out pizzas the
Hut.
American Chinese cuisine.
Panda Express.
And finally, obviously this can't fit on the bumper sticker.
Okay.
Inspiring and nurturing the human spirit. One person, one cup, and one neighborhood at a time.
That's the slogan?
Yeah.
You'd need 47 billboards to get that.
Well, and I was like, I've never heard that in my life, that's their slogan. And I looked it up, and it's perhaps more of their corporate statement.
Oh, it's a mission statement.
Yeah. Inspiring and nurturing the human spirit. One person, one cup, and one neighborhood at a time. Who is that?
Campbell Soup?
No. The one cup is your biggest one hint cup. Right there.
So
you're,
it's
you're
a
gonna
drink?
Spend, you're going to spend
beverage?
$7 for one of these.
Oh, Starbucks?
Yeah.
That is?
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Ashley and Brad.
It's Ashley and Brad on the radio, and let's take you back in the time machine, everybody.
Where are we going?
Oh, we're going to a much simpler time. We're going back to the
1900s. Okay.
This could be, you know, the early night. It could be also the late
1900s. It could.
As in just 30 years ago.
As a matter of fact, Papa might even remember some of these things.
Okay. So I will give you a phrase and then it will instantly conjure up an image.
Okay.
If I were to say something is must see TV.
Oh, you had to
what
be.
Is that?
It was television when we were growing up. We had to be home to watch it at a certain
specifically,
time.
Specifically, the NBC lineup, I believe it was Thursday evenings. When Friends and Seinfeld and others, certain shows would air at a specific time.
You could tape it. I used to tape shows all the time, but I even know before me, it was live, and that was it.
If you didn't catch a show when it was on, for example, growing up watching the Carol Burnett Show or All in the Family or MASH or whatever, if you missed it.
Right.
And that was the nature of television.
Well, now they live in perpetuity on YouTube and all that kind
of
stuff. And some of these, like MeTV channels
and
stuff like
that. But we're talking about customs that used to take place.
Customs. And so that was actually one of the things on there saying that same thing. If you missed it, you missed it.
Yeah.
This I remember because both of my parents were smokers.
Mm.
Smoking in restaurants. When you would go in, they would say, and some still do in some parts of the country, smoking or non-smoking.
Okay. You were shocked when I told you that we used to fly in airplanes that had smoking sections.
I cannot.
You were like, wait, what?
How is that even possible? You're in a tube.
Yes.
Where's that smoke going?
Because they would close the curtain, you see. And that would
keep, how is that possible that
that would
make
keep the smoke
any difference? That is that just
but
is mind blowing.
We're talking about customs that used to be.
Okay, now this one, and I do remember my mother took, because I asked her when I had my kids, I said, "Well, what kind of car seat did I have?" And she goes, "Honey,
car seat.
Then I brought you home from the hospital in
holding
a laundry
you.
Basket with like blankets and towels in there."
Yeah,
she's like, "Your father drove home. I sat in the front seat with you in a lawn," and I was like, what?
Oh, yeah. What? Car seat.
Car seats, yeah, by the way, have only been mandatory.
How? Okay. Go ahead. Finish.
In Canada, in the U.S., in the late 80s.
Right. How many of us grew up going to and from baseball games or the restaurant with a carload of kids?
Oh, yeah, they
in
shove
a station
you.
Wagon.
It was like the circus.
It was
with
the circus.
Clowns.
Of course. Everybody rode in the station wagon.
Double buckle. We invented that.
Exactly.
And then this one. I just don't even understand this. Now, this had to have been in the early 1900s.
Okay.
Having your tooth pulled by your barber.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you mean, yeah? Mm-hmm.
Because they, well.
What?
Believe, barbers used to be the doctors of their day. They used to do bloodletting back when they used to think that that would cure the ills of humankind. Yeah,
so they had the leeches at the barbershop?
Oh, yeah. They used to do some pretty barbaric, pun intended, type stuff.
That's insane. Well, in my life.
Yeah.
Even heard of that.
Yeah.
How about you guys? Is there something like old school custom that you can't even imagine today?
Spankings at school, anybody? Remember those?
Corporal punishment actually was.
Yeah.
But spanking in general.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what do you guys think?
Let us know your recollections of days gone by, even back as far back as the late 1900s. 888-922-7234.
Ashley and Brad.
It's Ashley and Brad on the radio. We just received a phone call from Pat. She was chiming in about her shopping list. That Pat said this.
Vitamins and minerals, seeds and nuts, juice, fruit, gluten-free chips and cookies, arugula, protein and collagen powder, cocoa, and club soda.
That's a healthy shopping
that
list.
That is. Because we said people buy usually the same 10 items every time they go to the grocery
store. Amazing. Now, she's pretty healthy.
She is pretty healthy.
Yeah. I don't imagine that she's one of the kind of people that does this, but I've heard of people eating the fruit rinds.
My grandmother. And I thought maybe it was
watermelon
like...
watermelon and...
Ugh. Yeah. I thought it was like some Eastern European tradition because, you know, they weren't from this country. And I thought, well, maybe they just didn't have a lot of food. And so they would eat all
they
that
just
stuff.
Eat everything.
Because there's this new trend on, I don't know, TikTok or one of the things where somebody eats orange rinds.
Yeah.
And I'm like, my grandmother, she would eat, not like an apple, but she would cut them in slices and then just bite the whole thing.
You know what we would use? Okay. Here's a kid fun thing that I'm sure kids still do. Do you know what we used to use the orange rinds for? Take the peel and then put it up to a candle and squeeze it.
Uh-huh.
The orange oil would pop out and
oil.
Create like this sparkling, flame. It would burn.
Oh, yeah.
It's flammable.
Oh, yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
We used to do that. That's the only thing we used orange peels for.
Oh, my grandmother ate orange peels. She ate watermelon rinds.
Jesus.
She ate banana peels.
What?
I know.
Banana peels.
Yes, she did.
That's a bridge too
and
far.
So I went on. I'm like, can you eat? Is that even good for you? Now, according to this, watermelon rinds have this amino acid in it that's supposed to help your nitrogen in your blood, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Cucumbers. They even said kiwi rinds. If you can scrape off the fuzzy stuff,
now,
the skin is actually really good for you.
Well, apple skin, is that technically a rind?
Well, yes. Okay. So, I mean, that's the stuff most of us are used to. But they said orange peels have an incredible amount of vitamin C.
When I do make juices or smoothies, I will juice the entire fruit, whatever it is.
Oh.
So strawberries, the leaves,
so there
and everything.
You go.
So we'll do all that.
See, so it's not so crazy.
Mm,
how about
a little
you?
Bit.
Do you know anybody that eats rinds or do you?
888-922-7234.
Ashley and Brad.
Thanks, everybody, for getting in touch with our show at 888-922-7234. Listener Jim says, New York pizza, ha! Give me Chicago thick crust any day.
Yeah, there's a line in the sand with that, too, for a lot of people.
Yep. Coach says he excelled at tetherball instead of kickball because he was taller than most guys in junior high.
Oh, that would have been you then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You and Coach can go at it right now.
We were like Napoleon Dynamite at the end of the film, just getting a pass past your friend. Katie also said, oh, boy, music being repetitive?
Yeah.
That report was spot on. We used to tell a whole story with a song. Too many artists, I use that word tenuously, not only use repetitive lyrics, but they even just copy existing song riffs. drop them in the middle and call it a new song.
Yeah, they'll sample songs.
Oh,
and
they sure
I get
do.
That. But sure I do. I love this. That's why I think some of my favorite artists tell stories that way, because you can hear it's got a beginning and a middle and an end.
That's why Katie, she says, is why she listens mostly to classic country. She listens to others, but not as much. Anyway, thanks, everybody, for getting in touch with our show. The text number is for everybody, 888-922-7234. Here's news.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
Well, believe it or not, a new survey found 40% of Americans have no idea what a 401k even is, not to mention if their employer offers one. The survey also found that over half of us feel nervous when opening the banking app to check the balance. I'm in that category. Yeah. 81% said they would be willing to take an adulting crash course or the opportunity to learn or relearn relevant skills for being an adult.
Okay, I would like to know, because I got my return back that my CPA filed for me.
Oh, good for you getting a return.
But actually looking at the paper return.
Oh, looking at it.
Look, for the life of me,
how to read
I
that
still
thing.
Can't understand how you take subset C and then apply that on line 23G.
Would you really want to take a class in that?
I want to understand it a little bit more than just going, oh, I guess it's right.
No, I'm just going to guess it's right.
Well,
here's my payment.
Yeah.
So Axe Body Spray has found a new and unexpected clientele, grouchy sheep. Shepherds in the UK have discovered that spraying the UK version of Axe on their rams can prevent aggressive behavior because the deodorant is so powerful, it masks the hormones that lead to that ram-on-ram conflict.
Okay.
So,
but rams are supposed to... Rams do what rams do!
Don't you just want to walk up to teenage boys sometimes and just...
Okay. I'm going to make a bold statement. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Axe Body Spray is the new version of what Dracar Noir used to be.
Yeah, a little bit.
I think that's,
Does it smell like your fraternity?
Well, no, but it's pretty ubiquitous, I'll just say that. Or used to be.
So Pamela Anderson is joining the Naked Gun reboot alongside Liam Neeson. The original, that spoof comedy. It was Leslie Nielsen in that role as the bumbling detective.
Yeah.
The plot for the new Naked Gun is currently under wraps, but it looks like Neeson is going to be playing the role originated by Nielsen.
The Neeson-Nielsen connection.
And Anderson is going to be playing the love interest that was originated by Priscilla Presley.
I mean, come on. Those were a classic film.
Classic.
All of them were just...
Classic.
The fact that they're going to...
They are. They're rebooting.
I know. All right.
I know. And that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
Game time as we prepare you to win just under $1,000, Ashley. Sorry, we couldn't do more for that, but we lost some of our financiers along the way.
We did.
But
Man. You
may win just under $1,000 as we play the pyramid. You know how this works. We've based it on the classic television game show of the same name, where you will have 60 seconds. I will give you clues, a list of clues, and you must tell me in which list that these things belong.
Okay.
Are you ready? Here we go. The yolk, the albumen.
Parts of an egg.
Well, you would get rest. You would...
reasons you sleep.
Take some medicine. You would have chicken
sick.
Soup.
What happens when you're sick? When you have the cold or a flu?
Yeah. A water balloon.
Things that pop. Things that have water in them.
Your bladder, if you don't...
Things that get full. Things that you need to empty.
What? A pass.
Things that you fill with liquid.
A Tale of Two Cities. Interview with a Vampire.
Famous books. Great literature.
I need... the word that you're looking for is a little more specific.
Okay.
You're on the same track, but anyway, pass. You've got to pull a chair out for somebody. You stand when they come to the table.
How you have good manners. How to treat a lady at a restaurant.
You open the door for somebody. You
politeness. How to be polite. How to be courteous. How to be.
We need. Wow, because we need the exact words, verbiage, parts of an egg. What do you do for a cold?
Okay, I said that. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Water balloons or your bladder, if it's full, things that will burst or bust.
Oh.
Frozen pipes, I guess.
The stock market.
The next one, they need the exact... Right.
Yeah, okay.
They need the exact wording Tale of Two Cities, Interview with the... I mean, just any number of names of novels. Fiction, specifically.
Great. Okay.
Pulling a chair out, opening the rules of etiquette.
Ugh. I said good manners. But that's a synonym.
We didn't even get the last. So I'm so... Oh, you don't. You don't get just under $1,000.
Ashley and Brad.
Okay, truth. It's time to fess up. It's confession time here on the Ashley Brad
Show.
What
did you do?
No, it's not me. I'm talking about everybody.
What is everybody doing?
If you're going to a hotel, and it's allowed, meaning it's not chained to the wall.
Right.
Are you taking the shampoo home with you? Yes or no?
Those little ones, I used to, but then I don't like that they don't... I don't know if they have parabens
in them.
Oh, they've
got the parabens in them. I couldn't possibly use those for my hair.
And I know a lot of people do, and you're supposed to, I think.
I take them 100% of the time.
Okay.
If it's there, I'm taking it.
And I've heard that a lot of people take them just so they have something for guests that when they come to their house.
That's exactly why.
Yep.
Because we've got bags filled with these for guests to use when they come stay at our house.
So, now, yeah, I think you're allowed.
It's the ones that now are glued to the shower wall that I'm just like, oh,
I've got a girlfriend that brings Ziplocs now and just fills it. I'm like, you do?
There you go.
Yeah. I'm like, now come on.
You're onto something.
So, but there's a lot of items that people steal from
pens?
Hotels. And,
you don't take pens?
No, because I like blue ink. And if it doesn't write in blue ink, I'm weird. Those things I think you're supposed to take. I think you're supposed to take those, but they have a list of a bunch of things that disappear from hotel rooms, like the towels. So they said 77% of us at one time or another have pilfered a towel. I did take a washcloth once because I bought a souvenir that was glass.
Yeah.
And I did wrap it.
It's a pool vacation place, I might, wrap our wetsuits in a towel.
Yeah, but you're not taking that home, are you?
Oh, no. I always mail it back, generally. Just in case the hotel is listening, I mail it back to them.
A lot of them you can't take anymore because detachable kind of things. But they said if they're not... People are taking them.
Wow. Okay.
Now, this never even dawned on me. Batteries from anything that the remote or any of this stuff. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
No.
And when you're walking down the hall and you see the people that have ordered room service, they put their tray right outside. Right. Amazingly, you won't see a lot of silverware on that tray because people will take the silverware.
Is it time to get my cousin on the phone to talk about the slippers that he has?
I know. He's got a collection.
The hotel gave them and he has...
Hundreds, right?
Well, a lot. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ashley and Brad.
Thanks for listening to the Ashley and Brad Show. We certainly hope that this show causes cacination and Abderian behavior. I'm just using two words from our words of the day from a while ago.
And you know what I heard?
What's that?
There's a money back guarantee if not.
Okay.
The show's free, so we'll give you back a...
Cacination is just loud convulsive laughter.
Yeah.
And Abderian means inciting laughter. So that's certainly the goal. Now, there is, I think, a difference between happiness and contentment.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I think so, too.
Yeah. So you can be generally content with life, but happiness is ever ebb and flowing, I think.
That's for sure. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's interesting because a lot of people think that there's going to be a lot of external stuff that will bring them this path of happiness and stuff. And so if these things sound like you, you're probably looking for happiness in the wrong places.
Right.
Now, we know some people. Now, we've got a friend that... that wants to be like in a relationship but all the time.
Oh, and they're always like the Johnny Lee song.
I was looking for love in all the wrong places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just maybe one version of that.
That's true. They said a lot of people have the belief that a bigger paycheck, a fancier house, a nicer car, a better is going to make them happier.
That's right.
And
Citizen Kane, I won't give the ending away, but the lesson I learned from that film, even as a young, I was like, oh, I see. Huh. Interesting.
Isn't that nice?
Mm-hmm.
And I think you mentioned this at the top of the break, that a lot of people expect happiness to be a constant state. And you're not always happy. The little things that make you happy. But for the most part, we all kind of live on this vibration of regularness. And I think I don't remember if it was a Super Bowl commercial or not, but it was a Keeping Up with the Joneses kind of a thing.
Right.
And the guy was like on a riding lawnmower. He's like, I can't afford any of this. I've got this stuff that I love.
Yeah.
The constantly comparing yourself to, Brad has this.
Well, okay. So therein lies the trap of social media. People always post the real life version of themselves.
And you're like,
without flaw or blemish.
We know.
And we're supposed to look at that and go, oh, their life is so good. Why can't I be like them?
Right.
That causes a lot of problems.
So what kind of stuff brings you happiness? 888-922-7234.
Ashley and Brad.
Thank you, Mike H., one of our astute listeners, chiming in on the text line, 888-922-7234. His headstone will read, I finally know what it's like to be dead. Or haunt you later, is what he said.
Haunt you later.
And then also, regarding Vegas, people who always lose their money will say it's not good there because the house always wins.
The house always wins. You think Vegas was built on winners?
Oh, it is. Are you kidding? They want you to be a rollaway, a big high roller winner. I learned that lesson very early on. This was, again, a different time, but we took a family cruise, grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins. We all took it. And it was, it was a gambling cruise. And I had just turned legally age responsible to gamble.
Okay.
And took whatever money. I was like, oh, this seems interesting and fun.
My whole summer that I've mowed all these lawns.
Right.
Right.
Quickly.
All of it.
A good portion. I go, this is not good.
Right. I can't get that back?
No. Can I have a refund on that? No. Anyway, thanks for everybody getting in touch. The number to do so, 888-9-AB-RADIO. Here's news.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
Well, according to a new survey, 65% of educators think artificial intelligence can really help them in the classroom with things like just helping them with their mundane tasks, helping them create more personalized materials because the classrooms are pretty large now. There's a bit of a battle going on with that because students figured out that they too can use AI to do their schoolwork, which resulted in a lot of schools saying, not using it at all.
Yeah.
So now there's this back and forth between school officials and regulators deciding, do we allow a little? Is it just for the teachers? It's going to be a little slippery slope on that, trying to figure out.
Yeah.
What's allowed.
There was a scene from the film PCU, which was a hidden comedy sleeper. There's a scene where Jeremy Piven is handing out term papers for students that have been written, for many years prior. And the students are coming in at the last minute needing their term papers. And somebody says, Sanskrit. He goes, you're majoring in a dead language? Get out of here. Get out. But that was the earlier version of AI. That's what AI can do for you is the term paper that had always been written.
Didn't
from
you
somebody
have
else.
A file cabinet in the fraternity house? Speaking
there was a test file.
See?
I found it wanting because they never had the classes that I had.
Pre-AI. Exactly. So this is the farewell season for Katy Perry at the American Idol judges table. And when asked who she would like to see take her seat, she suggested Jelly Roll. She said, quote, I love him and I want a truth teller. I want someone who's not afraid to tell the truth, but does it in a nice way.
Nice.
And if you saw his documentary, it's pretty amazing, that guy.
Okay.
And that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
Game time on the Ashley and Brad Show. You can shout along the answers as we play Outburst, the outrageous top 10 list game, where we'll have 30 seconds and a category in which to list 10 items in that category.
Oh,
now,
this can be really challenging.
Disclaimer, nobody has gotten a perfect 10 in the history of this game. And sometimes people have flamed out, meaning
people.
No answers will match.
People?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
You got dangerously close.
I got one.
Now, the caveat being it's a very subjective list as to who wrote it. But anyway, and this category for you might be a good example of
flaming out?
No, not at all. Because there's infinite number. Technically, there's not. But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. There's a lot of choices.
There's a lot of choices. But let's see if you get the 10 listed here for 10 kinds of cheese.
Oh.
Go.
Swiss, American, cheddar, the Colby Jack, that Pepper Jack. Oh, I got a Pepper Jack story to tell you, by the way. Havarti, Swiss, Gruyere, Camembert, Brie, Munster.
Mm-hmm.
What's that other one?
The Monty Python cheese shop sketch.
Yeah, I'm running through all those in my head. I said Swiss. Havarti.
Yeah.
Oh. Please tell me I got more than three.
You got four.
No.
That's what I'm... Okay. Were any of those wrong, what you said?
No.
No.
In fact, they were all even cheeses. Sometimes I say stuff that's not even in the category.
But that's, but that's what I'm saying.
What?
It could be so inclusive as to... Right.
Oh, blue cheese. I forgot blue cheese.
Exactly.
I love that. That's one of my... Roquefort.
Well, but you did name cheddar, Swiss, Jack, and American.
Mm-hmm.
You did not list blue, cream, as in cream cheese, Romano, Parmesan, cottage, and mozzarella. Mozzarella. So, again, four.
I should have got. I get partial dings for some more.
Sorry, wasn't on the list.
Okay, timer ready?
Yes.
All right, you and I both have friends that are drummers. I wanted to be a drummer, but didn't work out for me. I would like you to tell me 10 percussion instruments.
Oh, the bass drum, the snare drum, the timpani, the floor tom, the rack tom. Percussion is many things. It's the jingle bells. It's the castanets. A piano is technically a percussion instrument. Timpani, vibraphone, xylophone, but more drum types. Toms, snares, kick drum, bass drum. 30 seconds is so short.
I always thought a piano was a stringed instrument, but... Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
You got also 4. Oh, no. 5, because you threw in xylophone at the very end there.
See?
So you did.
Okay.
You got bass drum, snare drum, timpani, xylophone, and castanets.
Okay.
You did not get a tambourine.
Yeah.
A triangle.
Okay.
Chimes.
Yeah.
Cymbals.
Mm.
And maracas.
Yeah. Okay, see? Were any of my answers wrong? Were any of yours wrong?
Right.
No. Are they on the list is really the issue.
Ashley and Brad.
It's Ashley and Brad on the radio, and so summertime is coming very shortly. Again, it's, I don't know, just a matter of weeks until one of our kids is out of the school, and shortly thereafter, the other one will be. So off we go
to our
summer trips. Yeah. So everyone's going to be heading to the coastline, the beach towns.
A lot of people do,
right.
For sure.
So where are America's best beach towns?
Well, it's interesting because Thrillist came up with a list of 20, and they said it's not just the actual stretch of beach.
Right.
It's the whole town. It's
everything. It's the whole vibe.
Mm-hmm. And so the top 5.
Okay.
Rehoboth, Delaware.
Okay.
One of the best, most eclectic, they said.
Mm-hmm.
This one, I would imagine you know a lot about, Anna Maria Island, Florida.
Yes.
They said.
Yes.
A very 1950s time warpy feel.
It's awesome, yeah.
Santa Barbara, California.
Okay, yep.
They said, you know, it might be bougie for some people.
A little pricey.
But that's where, you know, some royalty live and a lot of famous Hollywood people, too.
Sure.
Saugatuck, Michigan.
Okay.
Impeccably maintained tourist spot, they said. It's a very Cape Cod kind of a vibe.
Okay.
And it's called Brooklyn on the Beach.
Okay.
You know, Springsteen.
This is number one?
This is number one. Asbury Park, New Jersey.
Greetings from Asbury Park, his album.
Absolutely.
Right.
So some honorable mentions. Ocean City, Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
Oahu, Hawaii.
Okay.
I would think anything in Hawaii is an honorable mention. Folly Beach, South Carolina. And Gulf Shores, Alabama.
Okay.
Ashley and Brad.
Fun fact time with us, Ashley and Brad, bringing you tidbits of information that take place on today, the 18th day of April. Today is Animal Cracker Day. Take it away, Shirley Temple.
Animal cracker in my soup. Monkeys and rabbits, loop-a-loop.
I remember when I was a really good girl, my mother would take me in the grocery
store. So that wasn't often.
I would get a little box of these little Barnum and Bailey animal crackers that had the little string. Oh, my gosh. But these have been a part of the American childhood since the late 1800s when they were first imported from England by the Stouffer's Biscuit Company, which had their original recipe in 1871 because they had this unique baking process where it was cracker-like, but it was still slightly, just a little sweet.
Okay.
And it dominated the market until 1902 when a competitor called the National Biscuit Company, a.k.a. Nabisco, introduced theirs. And that was the one with the little box and the train car. And they were initially sold as Christmas ornaments, which is why they had that string.
Mm-hmm.
But not all animal crackers are created equal. A lot of people still prefer the original Stouffer's, which is still being produced, by the way, with that original 1871 recipe.
Wow.
And I do remember buying those for my kids sometimes.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to have to do a taste test when I get home.
Ashley and Brad.